Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The College Football Experience Big 12 2024 Conference Release Breakdown, Schedule Release Breakdown, I'm sorry, episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play Underdog Pick'em for a chance to win 100 times the amount of money you enter. Promo code SGPN at underdogfantasy.com for a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Yes, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use that promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today, people. We're also brought to you by the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines and enter the free Daytona 500 contest for a chance to win $100 cash and a $100 SGPN gift card only at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. Once again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
We are back on the Big 12 College Experience with the B side of the Big 12. You can watch this. We have nice little graphics, all that good shit. Get on over to youtube.com/the College Experience. Just got done with Iowa State, so we went alphabetically. So if you're trying to hear about Cincinnati's, Colorado's, BYU's, Baylor's, Arizona State's schedule, Houston's, all that available on the A side of things. But let's jump on over to the Kansas Jayhawks. Unfortunately, like I said, no home games as they're building a brand. I mean, they're renovating their stadium. So no true on-campus games at home for Kansas. Will
they didn't want to pull a Vanderbilt and have some cranes and some crews in the background.
Some guy working a Bobcat while the game's going on. Well, the non-con is home to Lindenwood at Illinois and home to UNLV. Is UNLV trying to get in the Big 12 scheduling all these games? It's dangerous though. I mean, first off, Kansas and UNLV played in a wild ass bowl game this past year. Now, granted, no Jalen Daniels. Kansas ended up prevailing, but it was a ton of offense. That could be tricky because it's in Kansas City, Kansas, not Lawrence.
Don't sell me this bucket of shit. This is an easy night. I mean, I guess you got to give that road trip to Illinois a little bit of credibility, but Kansas, the way they've been playing under Leipold, hosting UNLV, that should be a shoe-in for a W, right?
For sure.
And that was a close bowl game though for a while, man. They played the bowl game this just in December.
Illinois was only 5-7 last year also. So I think this is, I mean, granted it is on the road, I think this is one of the easier non-cons.
I would disagree. I think Barry Odom in year two, UNLV could be even better. And the fact you don't have a home game there, that is not a home game.
I mean, they're still going to have the whole crowd.
Yeah.
It's not like UNLV is going to show up.
That's fair. That's fair.
UNLV, but I'm football fans.
Yeah, but I just think like how many college kids are going to make that trip? It might not be as lit as it traditionally could be. Either way, I think at Illinois, I expect Illinois to be better this year. And I think UNLV year two under Odom. Now I kind of expect regression because of the schedule last year, but at the same time, the team might be better.
Yeah.
Lyndon Woods ass though. That's fair. In conference, they start week four at Morgantown against West Virginia, then home to TCU, then at Arizona State. Then they get a bye week, and then they're home to Houston, then at Kansas State in the Sunflower Showdown. Then they get a bye week, then they're home to Iowa State, then at BYU, then home to Colorado, and at Baylor. NC Nick, your thoughts?
I had it as the second easiest schedule in the conference. I think it lines up for a nice season. As long as they can stay healthy, I think they could win 9 games, maybe 10.
I still think it's tough though, going to Morgantown, Manhattan, and Provo.
This is a team that went what? They went 8-4 in the regular season and then won the bowl game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that's what I think, you know, if they repeat that, are you a little bit disappointed given all their injuries last year?
That's true. They did start a third string quarterback for a couple games.
We identified prior to previewing any of these schedules, Arizona, Oklahoma State, Utah, and who was the Kansas State as the four toughest teams in this conference or favorites to win it.
They only get one, right?
Yeah, and it's a road trip to Kansas State. That's probably an L. But other than that, you know, with the amount of carnage that's going to happen here, I think a Big 12 championship game. I might even say that they're a favorite at this point.
Does them playing in Arrowhead hurt their chances to getting to the Big 12 championship?
I think it does.
Yeah, I do too.
They got Kansas State Chiefs mojo, right?
Yeah.
Especially UNLV coming to town. They're like, oh, we just watched the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. We're scared of Kansas City. Then you got to travel across. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but
Maybe Taylor Swift will attend a game or two.
Could be.
There you go.
Maybe her relationship with Kelsey will end and she'll start dating Jalen Daniels.
That's right. You can always hope. Look, next up, let's talk about.
Pray to God that doesn't happen.
Let's talk about those Wildcats. Those Wildcats, man. The non-con. Remember, Arizona is a non-conference game, so they're home to UT Martin, who made the FCS playoffs. Then they're at Tulane, and then home.
That game got a lot easier.
Yeah, with Fritz leaving. But Summerall, I thought that was a decent hire for Tulane. But still, you catch them week two, you should be able to get that. And then home to Arizona, you get two new coaches and three. You know, their non-con looks so much harder. 3 months ago, but it's still challenging to me. Going to New Orleans is a tricky game. Tulane's still going to be talented, and then hosting Arizona with Noah Fafita returning and a slew of other decent players that announced they were coming back. It's a tough non-con. Would you agree?
One game is on the road against a good Tulane. It's pretty tough.
Yeah. Decently tough, not impossible by any means. I mean, like you said, I think the two.
I expect them to be 3-0.
Yeah, me too.
They could be 2-1. It wouldn't shock me. I think that Arizona game, like, is tricky, but it's in Manhattan, so they should get that one. Conference play starts week four. They're at BYU, then home to Oklahoma State. Then they get a bye week. Then at Colorado and at West Virginia. I mean, come on. Then you get your Sunflower Showdown. That 3-game stretch is tricky. That 3-game stretch.
Colorado's coming off a bye before that game too. So getting prime time off of a bye on the road could be tough.
3 road games out of 4 to me. At Colorado, at West Virginia, then you have the Sunflower Showdown, then at Houston. Then you get a bye week, then home to Arizona State, home to Cincinnati, at Iowa State. I mean, the back end's not nice. But that middle patch where you got three road games out of 4, I think is tricky.
And the fact that you dodge Utah is huge, and you also play 3 of the worst 4 teams.
So where'd you have this ranked, Nick? Is he still with us? Where'd you have it?
Yes, I had it at 10th.
Huh. Okay. I guess I valued the non-con, and I also just thought the road game stretch there of 3 of 4, and even the home game is a rivalry game. So I thought that was a little tricky.
Farmageddon on the last week of the season could be for a playoff spot. You know, I could see a 10-1 start for them, or certainly a 9-2 start. And either way, I mean, I guess you kind of have to wait for conference champion. How many bids would you say the Big 12 you would expect to get in the 12 team playoff?
1 to 2.
Yeah. 1 to 2 max.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is,
say that again. You broke up there. Say that again.
The problem is, you know, for the Big 12 is that none of these. No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, you kept breaking up there, so we missed what you said there.
All right, I'll try it one more time.
This is a fucking Mel Brooks movie. Anyway, NC Nick with a great point. Trust me, it was a great point. One more time. Can you say it?
None of these teams in the Big 12.
Oh shit. This is great. This is absolutely fucking great. Yeah. I don't know what point you're trying to make. Goddamn Red Roof Ed.
Keep it moving.
Anyway, folks, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by the Daytona 500 contest. Yes, rev up those engines. NASCAR's back. Check out the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb have you covered for all things NASCAR and racing, from trucks to Cup, IndyCar to F1. This show gives you the drivers to watch and the most profitable picks for the weekend of racing each and every week. Enter their free Daytona 500 contest with a chance to win $100 SGPN gift card and $100 cash. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. Once again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. They got NBA, NHL, college football, and college basketball. Simply pick higher or lower in your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. You can win 100 times the amount of money you enter with some of their spicy, spicy plays. So what are you doing, folks? Watch along, make picks, and maybe make a little extra cash on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code TCESGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code TCESGPN. All right, we are back on the College Football Experience in Kansas State. So me and NC Nick a little different on our strength of schedule here with Kansas State. Let's jump on over to the Pokes, Oklahoma State. This non-con I thought was tricky. The non-con is home to South Dakota State, who hasn't lost a game in like 7,000 years. Then home to Sam Pulled Pork Pittman in Arkansas, and then at Tulsa. I think Tulsa, you know, Kevin Wilson year two, could be a little trickier than some think. Little rivalry game there. That's the non-con. NC Nick, your thoughts on the non-con?
It's interesting because Oklahoma State's going to be favored in all three of them.
I don't got them 3-0.
No,
they
way.
Should win all three.
Dude, South Dakota State could beat them. They always start. Oklahoma State always starts slow.
And true, yeah, true.
Especially against like FCSs.
But yeah, they're going to be favored by what? A touchdown?
I'd say a touchdown, but South Dakota State brings back Gronowski. That guy's been there forever.
Who is their running back that's going pro?
Yeah, Isaiah Davis. Yeah,
Davis. Yeah,
I think it's a tricky spot there. I bet you they slip up. I bet you they go 2-1.
I wouldn't be
surprised. Yeah, I agree. 2-1, pretty likely. I mean, is the road trip to Tulsa after? I don't know. I mean, who took over as the OC at Arkansas?
They hired, who did they hire? Bobby Petrino. Road rash face.
So yeah. I was gonna say a body blow from Arkansas with the, but I guess Pulled Pork Pittman has been going pretty finesse here for a few years. So maybe Tulsa isn't the beneficiary of that. But even still, I mean, assuming they're a little bit better going in state to it, that's Tulsa Super Bowl. So you gotta be careful if you're Oklahoma State.
Then conference play starts. They are home to Utah, at Kansas State, home to West Virginia. Then they get a bye week at BYU, at Baylor, then home to Arizona State, then at TCU, then they get a bye week and home to Texas Tech and at Colorado. The toughest teams we mentioned, Utah, Kansas State, To me, top 40 teams. I had West Virginia in there as well. That you get them all three in a row too. I think it's a challenging schedule there. I had it as middle of the pack, but I still think, to me, you don't really have an FCS. South Dakota State is a awesome football team, and to me, South Dakota State, Arkansas, and at Tulsa, that is a very tough non-con. You mix that into
Let me ask you, who's better, South Dakota State or Arkansas?
That's a, I mean, I guess you would take Arkansas, but I would love to see that game.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the interesting thing. Like, from a Power Five standpoint, this South Dakota State team is as dominant, it seems like, as any of the North Dakota
State teams. They haven't lost in 2 years, right?
Yeah, they're destroying teams. And decent FCS, pretty good FCS team. So, I mean, I who would you compare them to in the ACC? I don't know if we have time for this, but
yeah, I mean, South Dakota State is, I mean, I would lay it. They would be favored against Boston College, in my opinion.
Yeah. Or what about like Virginia Tech?
They're on
Virginia good game there.
Yeah. I mean, if it's that lane, I'd probably take Virginia Tech, but on a neutral, I think I would take South Dakota State, at least last year's Virginia Tech. Maybe this year's will be better with them returning 11 starters. NC Nick, would you take South Dakota State to beat Virginia Tech on a neutral?
Probably not. But why are we talking ACC and Virginia Tech?
Well, we're just trying to compare. He asked me Arkansas also. Are they South Dakota State against Arkansas? And I'd say that'd be an interesting game. I think you'd favor Arkansas, but not by much.
Not by much at all.
Well, yeah.
They still almost beat Alabama.
True. But
Arkansas, I mean, South Dakota State almost beat or did beat who they have last year.
They beat the shit out of somebody, right? No, that was 2 years ago, right? I don't think they got one last year. They beat Colorado State by like 30. I don't know. They're definitely, I would say, I mean, they've won the back-to-back national championships. They're at least a middle of the
road Power Five team, in
yes,
my opinion.
Yes, I would agree. I even think you throw them in the Big 12.
They're competitive.
Right now, they're definitely better. I would say they're better than Arizona State. They're better than Cincinnati. They're better than, you might even take them against some of the other schools. Baylor, I don't know. Yeah. Like, all in all, I think it's a tough schedule. Like, hear me out on this. What is the for sure wins here? Arizona State, right? Maybe. Probably, yeah.
I think there's a good chance that
could not agree more.
Woo. Yeah, he's having a hard time. He's having a hard time here. He thinks there's a good chance that Pick Dundee's the greatest handicapper of all time. Oh,
3-3 coming out of the first half of the schedule.
They always start slow too, so I don't know.
Well,
and see tough schedule for tough the folks. Time.
We're gonna see what Mike Gundy has. I guess if we're sleeping on Gundy, then maybe we should put our bets in on Oklahoma State right now.
They do bring back Olive Garden. The Olive Garden is back.
That's a huge one.
Yeah. NC Nick having technical difficulties from the Red Roof Inn or the Econo Lodge. Let's jump on over and talk about these TCU Horned Frogs. I had this as the second hardest schedule, mainly because they play 11 Power Fives. 11 Power Fives out of 12. And they got the fucking Long Island Sharks week two. No, week one, they're at Stanford. No, you could argue, is that really a P5? I think Troy Taylor was a good hire, and I think give him some time. Year two, maybe they're a little bit better than what people think. Their other non-con game is home to Long Island, and then the Battle of the Iron Skillet in Dallas week four. I thought challenge. I mean, two road games and a home game in the non-con. NC Nick, I don't know if you're with us still, but did you think that was hard?
I can hear you. And yes, it is a hard non-con.
Patty C, what'd you make of the non-con?
At this point, that's two Power Five road games.
Yeah, in the non-con. What I mean. They got 11 Power Fives out of 12.
Yeah. And Long Island's a guarantee. But other than that, I mean, favorite games they're favored in? Few and far between, I would think, you know.
Yeah.
And after then, last year.
And then conference play, home to UCF week three. Remember, they got the Iron Skillet week four. Then at Kansas. week five, then home to Houston. Then they get a bye week. Then they're at Utah, then home to Texas Tech, then at Baylor, getting all, you know, I feel like getting Texas Tech, Baylor, and Oklahoma State in a row. Hilarious. Cause it's old. That's the old big 12. Then week 12 bye week, then home to Arizona, then at Cincinnati. I think that's tricky. If you get Cincinnati, that's Satterfield basically going into year three, and that's going to be cold. Could be a factor there. November 30th, Cincinnati, Ohio, trying to run air raid in some crazy weather potentially. So I had this as the second hardest schedule in the Big 12. Curious your thoughts on that. Nick, you with us still?
Yeah, I had it at fifth hard. Lightens up. I think the last five games are all winnable.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Yeah, I would say the last five are winnable, but I mean, I doubt they go 5-0 there, but yeah, Patty C. Oh,
I don't think so.
What happened at the quarterback position with them last year? Did Chandler Moore? I'm drawing.
Now he transferred. Now they're going with the freshman that looked good in a couple of outings. I'm drawing a blank on his name. Yeah, Hoover. Yeah.
So maybe with him, you know, at the helm, they start to resemble what they were 2 years ago more so than what they were last year. Who knows with Sonny Dykes? Either way, I think that TCU might be in for another tough year.
Yeah. Life without Patterson, huh? I guess The first year was good. Scotty Wackenheim saying, oh, they had all Patterson players. Of course they were good. Now you get further and further away from them. We'll see how they do. Shout out to Coach Wackenheim. Texas Tech, the Red Raiders. I had this as the easiest schedule in the Big 12. NC Nick, where'd you have this one? No. No.
12th.
Okay. The 12. Non-con is home to Abilene Christian, at Washington State, which is awesome that they're doing this. Like I said, a lot of P5s never play in Pullman, and they got to do something for Mike Leach there. They just got to have that as a Leach bobblehead night or something. Week three,
have a little class.
Yeah.
Both teams.
Week three, home to North Texas, the Mean Green. I thought, yes, Pullman's tough, but they should at least be 2-1. I thought it was one of the easier non-cons. And then, I mean, I don't know. What'd you make of the non-con, Patty C?
Well, the Wazoo game is tough on the road, obviously, but Abilene Christian in North Texas at home seem like guaranteed wins. So, not that good. Not
they
that
could
hard,
go 3-0. They could. NC Nick, what'd you make of that non-con?
If they beat Wazoo, and then they have two more very winnable home games, so they could start off 5.
Yes, it could start off 5-0. They're home to Arizona State, home to Cincinnati in week 4 and week 5.
Wouldn't that be the interesting development? I mean, I think when we were projecting who would be the cream of the crop of the new Big 12, Texas Tech probably overlooked in most people's eyes, but a fast start, maybe if they have a great year, Texas Tech becomes that team.
Yeah, I think
they were kind of under was like 8.5 or something. And they kind of, you know, they didn't meet those expectations. Maybe a little bit more quietly going into the season. Maybe they have a big year.
They could. Obviously the graphic on week 5, Cincinnati State College, that's inaccurate. Everything else is accurate though. But I still think, man, at Wazoo, at Arizona, at Iowa State and TCU, and then Oklahoma State, tough. But yeah, I mean, it might be worth a shot at taking a future Joey McGuire year three there in Lubbock. Let's jump over and talk about the very golden UCF Knights. Their non-con is home to New Hampshire, home to Sam Houston State, who's now in the FBS. Love those two matchups because I think they're very, very winnable. And then at Florida in week six, once again, Florida, not a top 40 team. So I kind of love the non-con
game.
Yeah, I love the non-con. Now it's at the Swamp. That'll be lit, but I think this is one of the easier non-cons in all. I had this as the second easiest schedule in the Big 12. And mainly because not only the non-con, but also what do we want to see? You want to see Cincinnati on the schedule. You want to see Arizona State on the schedule. Those two are on that schedule, but NC Nick, your thoughts of the non-con?
Look, at Florida is still hard. I don't expect UCF
to win that one.
The hardest non-con, but I think it's pretty tough.
I just think Sam Houston was in FCS like what a week ago. I think they should at least be 2-1, and I think they could easily be 3-0.
Agreed.
The conference play starts out week three at TCU. Then they get a bye week, then home to Colorado. They got that Florida Gator matchup week six, and then week seven, home to Cincinnati, then at Iowa State, then home to BYU, home to Arizona. What's that?
Prior to that road trip to Ames, is a 6-0 start possible for this team? I mean, the quarterback play, obviously Malzahn.
They got KJ Jefferson coming in.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. I was forgetting that happened.
Yeah.
So if he plays great, yeah, 6-0 does seem possible.
Definitely. I would argue.
I think if you look at the schedule, like again, where are the
guaranteed losses? Yeah.
None.
Maybe at Morgantown. W. Yeah. Maybe Morgantown is probably cold maybe as fuck Ames. On November 23rd. But yeah.
Hosting Utah.
The flip side of that coin is that they probably only have two guaranteed wins.
New Hampshire and Sam Houston State. Correct. Maybe Cincinnati.
Yeah, they might get better at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Still, I think Malzahn's a good coach. We bring in KJ Jefferson. That's a manageable schedule. I think it could be a nice year in Orlando.
Yeah, I had it as the second easiest, the UCF Golden Knights. All right, folks, before we get to the next couple ones, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use that promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, we're back and we got a couple more left. The Utah Utes here. I had it, you know, I went back and forth. This was another one I had a hard time getting a gauge on here. The non-con is home to Southern Utah, the Thunderbirds. A non-con matchup against Baylor in Salt Lake City. Then at Utah State in Logan, could that be tricky? Probably not. I think they'll be 3-0 in the non-con. NC Nick?
Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, at Utah State is tricky, but they should be able to handle them. So all in all, non-con?
Yeah, I think it's a nice non-con. I think it's one of the better non-cons. Patty, see your thoughts?
I'll say Baylor early in this season is not as ideal as getting them late in the season at home. And Baylor, you know, Baylor almost should have beaten them last year, right?
Yes. But remember they started there. They didn't have Cam Rising, but yeah. I think they'll be 3-0. I think they'll be 3-0. Now they start conference play week four, and that ends up being a back-to-back away because they were at Utah State week three, week four, they're in Stillwater, taking on the Mullet. Week five, home to Arizona. Then they get a bye week. Then they head to Tempe week seven, then home to TCU, then at Houston week nine, then they get a bye week, and then home to BYU in the Holy War. I kind of love Colorado getting Utah the week after the Holy War. Anyway, they head to Boulder week 12 after the Holy War, and then home to Iowa State, and then at UCF. I'll say this. If you look at the schedule, where's the guaranteed loss? You got to love the road schedule. Maybe Oklahoma State, maybe Colorado, maybe UCF, but they could go undefeated.
They could. I think when you're one of the best teams in the conference, there probably isn't any guaranteed losses, you know, for.
Yeah.
But I like the way the schedule breaks for Utah.
Yeah, me too. I think they have.
Do you think schedules they've had the last couple of years?
Hold on.
Say that again. Do you think it's
easier than the last couple of years schedules? I do, because they're not in Eugene. They're not in Seattle. Yes.
I think so much rides on Cam Rising's health. You know, I mean, they were such a much more terrible team last year than they had been in previous years.
Still, though, you know? I would argue that like trips playing at USC or playing at Oregon or, you know, Washington or Washington State or Oregon State is harder than this. Yes, you have Stillwater, but Boulder was on that schedule the past couple of years, so you can't even count that one. Arizona State was probably on that schedule the past couple of years. So it's like, okay, replacing Stillwater with Eugene, I'd rather play in Stillwater. It's like,
what was Utah's record? This was their last year in the Big 12, or last year was, so I get, or in the Pac 12, I should say, Pac, whatever it is. So they didn't perform well. So I guess it's probably not as big of a flex if they fail in the Big 12. But still, you know, with Cam Rising back, if the Big 12 is able to put Utah in check, that will make the rest of the Big 12 look really great, especially in comparison to the former Pac 12. But if Utah dominates, that's a bad look for the Big 12.
They're going to dominate. They're going to dominate, I think, because that schedule.
I think 10-2, 11-1.
They don't play Kansas State. I think Kansas State is like a team that could very well beat them wherever they play that game. They don't play them.
I think that might be them. Teams don't play each other in the regular season. And
yeah. Yeah. You're breaking up some, but NC Nick saying he thinks Kansas State playing Utah in the Big 12 championship could be likely.
It'd be glorious.
All right, let's get to the final team here. That is the West Virginia Mountaineers. This is the hardest schedule to me. When you get the non-con of Penn State, Albany, who was in the final four of the FCS. Yeah, I know they lost Poffenberger, but they were in the final four of the FCS a year ago. They did get worked by South Dakota State, but at least they made it that far. And then the backyard brawl, you're playing 11 power fives and Penn State's going to be preseason top 10. And then the backyard brawl is just always crazy. Throw out the record books. I think that's the hardest non-con of any of them.
Probably.
I think I agree. And I didn't have it quite as high as Colby. I had it, but out of conference is pretty brutal.
Yeah. Then the conference play starting week four, they're home to Kansas. Then they get a bye week. Then they're at Oklahoma State, then home to Iowa State, then home to Kansas State, then at Arizona, then a bye week, then at Cincinnati, then home to Baylor, home to UCF, and then at Texas Tech. Yes, you don't have Utah on there. That's great. But I still think with getting Penn State, to me, top 40 teams that they're getting, Penn State. I know Pitt's not top 40, but that game's always insane.
Road trip to Pitt.
Yes. Yeah. Kansas is a top 40 team to me. Oklahoma State's a top 40 team to me. Iowa State's a top 40 team to me. Kansas State's a top 40 team to me. Arizona's a top 40 team to me. And then you get the rest, which may be a favorable end of the schedule.
But if they get their ass kicked on that, I mean, it could Neil Brown find himself if he starts out, what, 2-8 or 2-6 in the first eight games.
Chip Kelly might be the next coach of West Virginia, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, the benefit of having Cincy and then Baylor, UCF at home, and then at Texas Tech's a tough game either way, but still the back end of their schedule is where it's softest. I could see them souring on him again, even though he had a good game this year. Everyone seems to be riding the Neil Brown train, a two and six start, and they may all be off of it again.
Yeah. NC Nick, you think Neil Brown will be coaching at the end of the season next year for the Mountaineers?
Yeah, I think this past year bought him completely fail this year, but I kind of like some of that team. So I think, you know, it's a tough schedule, but Kansas State, I didn't have it as the toughest.
I just think you play 11 power fives. You play 11 power fives, and your FCS is a team that went to the final four of the FCS. That's a hard schedule. Folks, that's our show. I guess we're having some technical problems. So I don't even know that. To me, a future worth buying, Iowa State, Texas Tech. I think those two jump out. Obviously, Utah and Kansas State, I think, would be the favorites. If I had to pick what Vegas will say when they release these things, I would say Kansas State favored to play Utah in the Big 12 championship.
100%.
Maybe there's a chance Oklahoma State in there. I don't know.
And then you have to throw Kansas in the mix.
Yeah. So, but I think it's going to be fascinating. I'm excited to see the Big 12 this year, with all these new teams and just like we said, like there's no real shitty team. Maybe Cincinnati, but it's year two of Satterfield. It should be better.
They were a playoff team 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or 2 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it was three. Folks, give Patty C a follow on Twitter at Patty C 831. Give him a follow. NC Knicks on Twitter at NC _ NICK. Next time he comes on this show, he will not be at the Red Roof Inn. So internet connection will be better. And I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. Follow away. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Follow. And remember youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Subscribe over there. All year we talk college football. We're going to be breaking down every single schedule, Sun Belt, everything, Mac, everything. Also, check out the FCS College Football Experience. We just went through every single coaching hire in the FCS. Check out that. Also, the College Basketball Experience is live every single night. We'll be back in about an hour and 20 minutes talking college hoops as the road to March Madness. And what is it? Scottsdale this year heats up every night. Every night we talk college hoops there. The College Baseball Experience, the season starts this week. It's in full swing pretty much now. Go check out the College Baseball Experience. We already did ACC, Pac-12, SEC previews. Went through futures, fantasy drafts, everything. We got you covered on the College Baseball Experience. All of those podcasts come together on youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. And how could I forget? Subscribe to the Big 12 College Experience. You're a Big 12 fan. We have the Big 12 specific show where we talk Big 12 football, baseball, basketball year round. Check it out. Big 12 College Football, or I'm sorry, the Big 12 College Experience, hosted by Moneyline Mac and Company. Troy Tuning there in the chat. Shout out to them and check them out. And check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're live from Las Vegas all this week on VSiN. I will be on there. I was on there today. I'll be on there again Friday morning. Let's go. Until next time, folks, this is the College Football Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we are out of here. Ride and shoot. We can get a ride and shoot.